If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Victor Shamas. He is the author of Deep Creativity, Inside the Creative Mystery. How will deep creativity appeal to individuals who say they aren't creative? There's a lot of people who say, oh, I'm not very creative. I don't have any creative pursuits or anything like that. Can this book help them? Imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. The key is, again, first of all, of course you're creative. Every moment right. in this life is an improvisation. Every step you take could go in one of 360 degrees. You can go in any direction at any time. Just because you feel like you're locked into a routine or a regimen doesn't mean you are, because you've chosen that, and that itself is a creative choice.
Right.
We choose our life and our life path from many, many different options. We all do that. So I'm encouraging people to focus on the experience of creating, which doesn't have anything to do with results,
right.
because that experience is transformative. It is essentially a spiritual path, because when you live in that moment of creative inspiration, which I've had the privilege of doing for much of the last 2 decades especially, I can tell you the world changes. The way you see the world changes.
Right.
And you find the richness in it. You find the connectivity in it. There's a reason why so much of what the artists in this book, even somebody like Einstein, when they speak about creativity, it sounds like mysticism.
Right.
They speak in the language of mystics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not by accident. Because the more you immerse yourself in the creative experience, the more you realize you're tapping into a source that transcends thought.
Right.
And you're connecting to something that it links you and me together with all things. I have to say, I have to bring up Jesus, and I'm one of the few authors on creativity who talks about Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is in you. Well, what is that? The kingdom of heaven is where the creator of the universe resides. So Jesus was saying that the creator of the universe resides in you and in me as in all things. That means that when I come to see you and I look at you, I have to bow to you. You are the creator of the universe and I bow to you.
Mm-hmm.
That which is the creator in me is in you. And so that's why Jesus also said, love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
Because that neighbor has the same creative source living dynamically in him or her
right.
as in you.
As you do. Yeah. Wow. That is way cool. What impact do you see deep creativity, your book, having on people's lives?
Well, I think that if you get what I just said,
yeah.
if you get the idea that there's one creative source and you can tap into it, then I think that deep creativity has the power to change the way the world interacts with itself.
Right.
If you understand the ideas in deep creativity, this book ends with an unconditional love invocation.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, it ends with the unconditional love. How is that relevant?
Because creativity always has emerged from unconditional love.
Okay.
Ask the people who create. They love the process of creating as dearly as you love your children. And they love that process unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
When you tap into unconditional love, you tap into a very powerful force that brings you in contact with the creator, the source within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it also changes the way the world operates, because if you tap into that source within yourself, you recognize that violence and greed and cruelty have no place. So this book, yes, it's about creativity,
right?
But it's also about how do we change the world. One of the great insights that is waiting to happen in the world is, hey, the kingdom of heaven already has arrived. The Messiah we're waiting for in some traditions already came, because what does the Messiah do? The Messiah ushers in the kingdom of heaven on earth
okay.
Well, Jesus already said, it's here.
Right.
It's here in you.
It's within you,
It's in me. And so that principle, which is a very important one in deep creativity, has the potential of changing the world. The irony is, what would happen if the great messenger in the universe, in the history of the earth, came and delivered this message and we didn't get it? We missed it.
Right.
So we missed on the Messiah. We blinked.
Right.
And we failed to see it.
Right.
Well, there are a lot of teachers in a lot of parts of the world that are basically converging on the same message. And this message is, you know, we're made up of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to find the way to get to that realization. And creativity for a lot of artists, a lot of creative individuals, is a force that brings us to that realization.
Right. Deep Creativity Inside the Creative Mystery is available where?
It's available everywhere right now. You can go to your local bookstore. So if you go to a Barnes & Noble, say, and it's not there, give them a hard time because it's supposed to be there.
Right.
It should be in your library soon. You can order it on Amazon or various online websites. And probably the best move would be to go to victorshamus.com, my website, because at victorshamus.com, first of all, you get it less expensively than anywhere else. And and also you find out all these other resources that I have made available. And those resources are only going to grow. I've put videos, I keep a weekly blog. There are all kinds of resources.
Okay. Tap the creativity that is within all of us. With Deep Creativity, Dr. Victor Shamus has been our guest this morning. He's written this book, and it is available, like I said, everywhere that fine books are sold. Thank you so much, Dr. Shamus, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's been an absolute joy, Tim.
This has been Tucson in Review, a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Broadcasting in Tucson. I'm Tim Tyler. Have a great Sunday.